Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
The stripper game was a journey from the very beginning.
Listen, our strippers are like, I know a lot of you are like, this is a crazy conversation, but like, they're now our friends. Like, the two best strippers we have are literally like, we're so close to them. It's outrageous. We live together. We've lived with them. We've gone on vacation with them.
Yeah.
Like, we go on work trips and sleep together every, we pee in the same bathroom.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
Welcome to the
Mom Truth Podcast.
No.
Fuck Unfiltered Podcast.
We'll get it together, guys. We'll get it together.
Guys, you know, I'm...
Where is the artwork?
Dude.
Oh, my gosh. Because, guys, you know, we did a whole photo shoot. Actually, we did 3 photo shoots for the new, like, artwork. Artwork is like that, is like when you go to the podcast and then you see the picture.
Oh, they're, like, in L.A. or something this week, remember? And they're going to be late with it. But, oh, my God, people take so long to do things. Oh, my God. And they're probably listening to this. But everyone takes so long
to do things.
It's so funny.
So I had a conversation. I know that our manager doesn't listen to this. Okay, so I'm on the phone with him because... Basically, I'm telling one of our partners that they're taking way too long, and I believe that they're lying about their commitment to make something happen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're bad people.
No.
I'm just saying that they're not being truthful in exactly the process. So he goes to me, and he's just like trying to lay it out there. And this is so LA, right?
Okay.
He's like, just so you know, Natalie, if I hear something, for me to tell you or anybody, I'll get back next week is totally normal. I'm like, okay, like,
does no one want to make money?
I'm like, if somebody asks you or I something, unless we have a brain fart, we can answer the question
right away or quickly call someone to get the answer and then pass it back.
Literally funny you're, okay, funny you're saying that because my brain right now is trying to remember the cities we've done, when we did them, and what we did, okay? So that's what my brain is doing right now because we have done so... I can't even remember if we've been to Detroit 3 times or 4 times. I can't remember if we've been to this city. Like
I would have thought we'd been there twice.
Exactly. Okay. I remember the Dirty Theater. And wow. I remember the Dirty Theater and I remember a casino. Did we go to the casino twice? Who the fuck knows?
You know what's funny? Sometimes my brain confuses Chicago and Detroit.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Well, because the theater was dirty both times.
Okay. That's why.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. They were both just grungy. Then I'm trying to remember was that we loved and wanted to bring on the road with us.
The one that gave us the fan? The
yes.
Fan.
Where was that?
I think that was Chicago.
I kind of wish it was Detroit. You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember... Like
and these are just like some cities. Like think about all the cities you don't even remember.
Okay, I just had a memory. Remember the 3 girls who came up and got the necklace when they're fourth? They were supposed
Detroit.
I'll always remember that. I don't remember the theater though. I feel like it was
actually.
The
and I also remember doing a meet and greet in the lobby with those girls.
I don't remember that
because I remembered them.
I don't remember that. It's just, it feels like, I don't know if this is age or because we've been to so many cities.
Are you kidding? Do you think that, like, Justin Bieber remembers all the cities differently? Like,
okay.
I mean, it's not that we don't remember you guys. It's just, like, the venues and what happened. Like, it's all just been so long. There's been so many.
And the content is different,
mm-hmm.
but, and the people on, like, Romeo's now a DJ. Like, the show, we've evolved. Like, it's not the same content, but there is definitely different elements in each, like, even down to, like, the second half, first half, like, how we've changed things. Like, I feel like we used to start with strippers. Like, you all know we have strippers now. That used to be a surprise. Now it's no surprise. But
we used to have a dance-off. Now we have a game.
Like, I just can't remember. I wish I could go back. I guess you're right. Alexis will remember what it was.
We also have, like, different, in our drive, we have run of show.
That's a very good point. I can't even remember what our old tour was.
Yeah, I know. That's a hard one.
I remember
it being
if Ted
wild.
Was with us the entire time or if he left for a bit.
Well, he didn't come to a Boston show.
And I feel like he didn't come. He was gone for like a wee bit and we had to feel. That's when Amazing
mm-hmm.
and
Turkish Man.
Yeah. But what run was that?
Oh, that was definitely, a Massachusetts show.
Like my brain.
Or no, like a Seattle and Portland. That was it. It was a Seattle and Portland there. And then he met up with us in Massachusetts.
Like how long has he not been with us for? Because he used to be a staple. Now it's Ryan. Like, you know, all of these things in my head.
Three different DJs.
Yeah, no, it's like they're all blurring. They're all fucking blurring in my brain,
Anyways.
I'm excited to get back into, you know, Chelsea Handler just said that Joe Coy, her boyfriend, is producing her.
Oh, he is?
Yes, her show. And I'm like, what does that mean? Because we don't have a fucking producer in our like, mm-hmm. what's he doing? Making, like, are they going to write a new show together? Are they going to make content?
I think it's her TV show.
No, it's her tour.
Oh.
She's like, he's going to produce my new tour.
Well, let's ask her what that means.
And I know that other comedians go and try out their content at small venues mm-hmm. before they go on the road with it,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Comedian, like stand-up comedians do, to see if their jokes fly.
Great. Like, how can... Like, do the same jokes fly with everybody? That's confusing to me.
Yes, I think there's a general consensus of jokes, things being funny. Of course, actually.
Really?
Thank everyone who writes a comedy show.
You're actually exactly right on that one.
But
and then
anyways,
if we had a writer and a producer, what would it be like? Would we not even listen to them anyways?
No, we would not. Okay. We would not listen to what they wrote.
Like, are we going to be touring forever? I'm just want to.
Yeah,
this is really the question, Natalie.
Are we going to be touring forever? I don't know, but the nobody can write what's in our mind except for us.
And then I realized that that. The first half is different, and it's because of you guys that it's different, which I'm not going to, if you haven't been to a show. And then I also realized that the show in itself is different because we've all evolved, and it's like a night out versus like if you were to go to Chelsea Handler four nights in a row, it'd be the same show.
Yeah.
Where for us, it's never the same show.
No.
And I feel like...
It's also because, yeah, we incorporate the audience a lot.
And then when you go... Not that I have an insecurity about it. It's just I really don't... I want you guys to come and experience, like, a feeling, not just watching something. Mm-hmm. And so when people come to our show, it's like an experience. It's like going... It's like you can do a million girls' nights out because they're always different, even if it's the same place with the same mm-hmm. people. It's kind of like sex, you know what I mean?
Yeah, our show's exactly like sex. It's new dick.
It's new
dick. Every single time.
It's new dick every single...
Are we going there?
Yeah, I thought. Because we can get lots of food options. And then maybe we can pop into Zara and see if there's a leather dress. Okay? Okay. So the new dick to me is important. And I'm really conscious that each and every one of you take time and money to come to our show. And I want to make it, you know, special and important. And I don't want it to be generic. And I want you to leave and be like, I want you to be invigorated when you leave. And so much of the Eastern Coast, when we just left Canada, that's what they said. Like,
yeah.
I felt alive again. And I guess that's just what I want to inspire, is feeling like ignited yeah. after you leave our show, and maybe a bit hungover, but like ignited. And so when I rack my brain to remember what the show was, it's not because I'm like, oh, I want to replicate it. It's because I want to know, I kind of wish we could see how it evolved, and I know it's evolved, and what the new feelings are. But it seems to be a consensus of this feeling of like, of feeling like full again, like being like, oh my God, this was such a night I needed.
And especially
out.
It's life. The world has changed in the past 2 years that we weren't touring.
I know.
Majorly.
I know. And the facts are not straight in my head. I just told Natalie that I was certain of something. And then I'm like, I'm not certain. Like that we met someone somewhere backstage. I'm like, actually, I'm not certain of anything anymore.
There are a few things
that you'll always remember
because it ignited a particular feeling for you. You know what I mean? And those things, that's why.
I need to get one of those.
That's why.
I guess I did. The hot guy with the fan. Don't know where he was, though.
Oh, I don't think he still works there.
We wanted to bring him on the bus with us.
He was so cute.
And he was so good at his job.
And didn't he, like, go to, like, Harvard
yes,
or something?
Yes, he did. And we're like,
what are you doing here? He's like, it's just fun here. You know, memories that ignite, like, emotions, like that.
Our
memories.
Show?
Yeah, like smells or cries. You don't forget when you cried, unless you cry all the time. But, like, all of those kind of things, a lot happens in our show that ignites memories.
And
know?
Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the girls I'll always remember. I hope they're coming. I kind of want to email them. Like, are y'all coming?
I know.
It'd be really nice to have you guys on the show.
But anyways, back to the people who don't get back to you and it being normal. We recently, like, a mother that we know, reached out.
I have to read this text message. From Natalie to Romeo. You have any costumes for you and Ryan? We need more of a strip tease, period. Not even, hey, how's it going? Romeo, yes. Just casual.
He like, goes, yes?
Yeah, just like casual Thursday text message. How many people are writing?
He just wrote back, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
How many people are writing in their DMs and texts, hey, we need more of a strip tease, and what costumes can you bring for us to have? Yes. Okay, got it.
Oh my God, remember when they used to smack the floor? And I don't know why it felt like it was pouring rain.
Because we had a rain sound.
But it wasn't wet, but it felt wet. And they were wet.
We need baby oil. We need, like,
and they used to pour it, and, oh, yeah.
I said that.
Listen.
Was it water? What did
I
they
just
pour?
Listen, one of my favorite parts of our show was always the big, strip part, because it's so unexpected and it brings out a wild side of some. A lot of people have never been to a strip club. It was always cut from budget, but I feel yeah, they cut it from budget.
What are we gonna do about this?
To be honest, I always feel like, I mean, I can say this on the podcast, this is my podcast, but I always feel that when they're not there, I feel there's a disappointment. Because it's become a part of our thing.
Yeah.
And people in our DMs just assume they're still there. And I'm like, no, like when it's like, I just want to come and see that. I'm like, there really isn't a lot of that.
However, for some people, even seeing two is more than none. Because if you have no expectation, I mean,
I guess they just need to be sexier.
If you came, also we know them very. We need to ask the audience because we know them very differently. Or would they be sexy if we didn't know them as well as we do?
It's just the difference in the show is from what it used to be.
They used to travel behind
us. That's what.
And then we get so excited when they come.
It's very different. And maybe that's what Romeo is saying when he's talking about Ryan. So he's not giving it all.
Okay.
He's like, trust me, he could get on stage and give more.
Okay.
We're like, what? And he's like sexy. Like, okay. Like dirty.
Okay, dirty.
So he's like, push him.
Okay, so we're going to push him.
So I don't know. Maybe backstage we'll put the oil on him with low lights.
We'll do that.
Yeah, music and get him all roused.
Okay. Natalie, no? We're not arousing the strippers.
No, that's a bad idea. They used to take their pants off and they had bejeweled our names on their butt and people loved it.
Yeah, I know. I remember. The only thing I didn't like was that I could never get over their socks and boots with their tiny hand. That never sat right with me.
You know, that's what it's like at the strip club, honey.
I know. I would sit there and I'd be like, y'all have black socks on and big black running shoes on.
That's what they do. You're just not a strip club girl.
I want them to have their suit. I want them to have manicured feet and their things off.
Barefoot?
Oh,
barefoot? Wait,
but you want them, socks and boots and tiny underwear. And then I remember, his dick was so big he couldn't rip his pants off. He'd have to organize his dick
before
he pulled off
his
pants.
That was the exciting part.
So he was never sure that he'd have to hold it to walk off the stage.
He was the most exciting part of that.
I mean, they would take more off.
Let's get them to do that. It's just if we have to stand there and watch them take their jeans off, they have
it
to
has
have
to be ripped
buttons. Yeah, so you know.
But like, it's,
didn't
it's,
they do that once where they could like they had to step out of their pants?
That and we was were like, where I was like, no,
because they were cowboys. We're like, no, yep. Can't step out of your jeans. That's like watching your husband get undressed.
Yep. No, we can't do that. No, I just remember.
No, because when they rip off their pants, the girls go crazy. Tell them we need to rip off pants.
We need to rip away.
Poor and baby oil.
Poor kid's got to get change at halftime. Romeo?
Oh, fuck. He's going to have secret. We have to get him custom ripaway pants. You're right. That's the problem. Well, maybe during Ryan's solo, he rips off his pants only. We'll have to get him some little underwears.
I'm going to ask Maggie. Okay, no. Let's ask Alexis. When was Raining Men? I actually love that.
Me too. And I love five.
I know, but... Okay, the problem is... They No, no. We pissed off the stripper boss.
Yeah. But we had them all since then.
Who? No, they've all gone and got jobs.
Well, yes, Ryan.
And the ones who've showed up have not... Like, they weren't a team. We had a team.
Yeah.
And now we don't have a team. They've all got jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they all have jobs, but I mean, Romeo still works with guys.
I mean, we could try Atlantic City.
Yeah.
But they would have to be a team. I don't want individual solos.
No. Remember those two guys that we had in the States? And he was a gym teacher?
Yes.
They were good.
Guys, did we ever tell you this story? So, wait, do we have to take a break yet?
Yeah, let's take a break.
This is the best story ever.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I don't think we ever told you the story. And again, I wish I knew where he was. It was in some small town in America, like near, not in Boston somewhere.
I don't even know which one you're going to say.
It was like where everything was like
great. No, which story?
Oh, the gym teacher.
Oh, so like, he was great.
Where it was like in Boston and it was like this small, it was like everything was granola and they had like, it was like a hippie town. And we had the bus, and we were right next to a homeless shelter, and we had to make sure the bus was always locked, because we had to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this dingy theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then backstage, these 2 dancers show up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to them. One's a gym teacher. One's a politician.
Apparently, he was running for mayor, so we couldn't put him on social media. I mean, you can't make it up.
So we're standing there, and he's like, yeah, we can't talk about that anymore. And I'm like, what? And then they're both, like, secretive about, like, well, we have kids, and we're well-known. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Because they do a show in where was it? Oh, my God. Where was the place they always wanted us in Massachusetts? Foxwoods. Because they do a show at Foxwoods, a magic, like, a striptease. They were regulars there.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they were part of a crew. They have a crew.
Well, why don't
gym teacher
was what tour? So I'm like, we're sitting there. I'm like, were they really good?
Yeah, they were good. They were really good. I mean, I have a thing that I don't like short strippers. One of them was short, but he was
the other
good,
guy
and
was
the other
tall.
The other one was tall. So that kind of evened it out.
And they did what? Did I like?
They were good. And he had a great body, and yeah, they were good. I mean, they're part of a real show.
What are we gonna do, Natalie?
I mean, our dream would be to collab with Thunder Down Under. We should just do collaboration shows with a real team.
Another time, I don't know if we told you guys this story.
Oh, God, are you going to?
This is the stripper story. So,
which one?
Two of them. So it's often you call, like, this stripper hotline, okay? So you call a stripper hotline, and it's like an Uber for strippers, okay? So basically they have just a bunch of guys on a dial. But, like, they pretend to be... So I call on, like, a Tuesday morning at, like, 9 a.m. And they're like, due to an overwhelming amount of phone calls, we can't get your call right now. I'm like, bullshit. You're so busy that the people are calling for strippers Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Fuck no.
Too bad our husbands aren't strippers. That would have worked out perfectly.
Perfectly. Damn. So they're like, you don't really know who's going to show up. And I don't think they know who's going to show up. I think they just collect a bunch of people and then they're like, hey, you want to make, they take a cut of what you pay them.
Oh my God. I just thought about
again, I can't remember what city. It's like, I have no idea, but these two guys show up. He comes so early, so he's hanging out with us backstage. He's weird as fuck. 4'10", fine, nothing against that. Okay, fucking weird. And he's, like, talking to us, and he's like, oh, I'm an actor. Like, I don't know if I can, like, actually strip. And I'm like, wait, you're a stripper. He's like, no. Like, can I have a mic? And we're like, no, you're a stripper. Yeah. And he's like,
I want to talk to them. That's part of my act.
I talk to them and we walk through things. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? I'm like, we hired you to take your clothes off, like half nudie. And he goes, well, I don't know how to dance. And we're like, what? So then
he's only wanted to do it, give a striptease. That's all he felt comfortable doing.
Talking.
Yeah, but with one girl on a chair. Serenade
her. And we're like, no, we can't pull someone up for you to serenade. We're backstage about to go on. He goes, I gotta go. And I'm like, what do you mean you have to go? I can't stay here. I gotta go. It was in Anaheim.
Yeah. And then the other guy was like, sure, I'll do it.
Whatever. I'll take my clothes off. He was late. He walks on. He's like, sure. Okay. Just take my clothes off.
Can I have my money? Am I gonna get paid? But, you know, I think my most cringy stripper was, his name was Elvis, I think.
The one who wanted to do something to Baby Shark. Do you remember him?
No.
Yeah, Baby Shark.
No, the one that his pants were wide and short.
That was him. I could do something like Baby Shark. I can strip to Baby Shark. There's a good remix. And I'm like, do you remember that?
Oh.
And he's sitting in the room, and you and I are like this.
Oh, my God.
I go, Baby fucking Shark? You think moms want to see you get naked to Baby Shark? He played the song. Do you remember this?
Yeah, and then he was like, and yeah, his eyes were in different directions, and then he was like, I'm going to school to be an actor. I'm like, you're literally 42. Like, what are you doing?
I guess he was chasing a dream.
Oh my God. And why? He was short and his pants were too short. I don't understand how that happened. And they were wide. Did he have suspenders on?
Yeah, he did. And he was a little round. And I was like, what the fuck? Did he dance or did he leave too?
No, he. Oh, God, he danced.
I think
I saw his bum. Yes, I think I saw.
Natalie and I.
I think I saw his bum.
You guys have to watch our faces. For Natalie, look at me like this. Catherine, and I'll go, Natalie, and she'll go, Catherine, I can't. And then we're half laughing, and then we'll start drinking, because it is so embarrassing when you have a bad stripper.
Yes,
because
it's so embarrassing.
Unless, I don't know.
No, it's really embarrassing when it's a bad stripper.
Know.
Because you feel bad for the stripper. You know, it's like watching, like, American Idol, or, like, So You Think You Can Dance, and then they go on, and they're terrible, and you're so cringed that you're gonna die.
I'm like, I don't, and they're like clickbait because their pictures are not the same as
no,
who they are.
They have like glamour shots, just like John.
Oh my God, it was just.
It's a journey. The stripper game was a journey from the very beginning.
And I know they're hard, you know why I know they're hard to find? Because, and I, listen, our strippers are like, I know a lot of you are like, this is a crazy conversation, but like, they're now our friends. Like, the two best strippers we have are literally like, we're so close to them. It's outrageous. We live together. We've lived with them. We've gone on vacation with them.
Yeah.
Like, we go on work trips and sleep together every single... We pee in the same bathroom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, we pee in the same bathroom as a lot of people.
You hear them pee.
Who's,
they walk out
who
in the morning.
Who pees on the seat?
They brush... You think?
I don't know, but sometimes I go out there and there's pee on it.
We have to teach them.
But then Romeo like went and cleaned it.
Romeo cleans constantly.
He's like, it stinks like piss in there. It always does. I'm like, get it in the toilet, bros.
I feel
maybe
like
when the bus is moving, it's hard. They should sit down and pee.
They have big dicks.
Mm. Oh, I don't think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, y'all, the tour bus journey with strippers on the bus is a totally different ball game in terms of. Well, actually, I prefer it. It was a really good vibe. This run was a really good vibe. Everyone got along so well.
Yes,
I don't remember ever being annoyed. I don't ever remember being like, I need to get off the bus. I don't ever, I mean, fresh air, I would need, like, the trek of every single day is a lot, because I think it's not even the demand of the show. It's not knowing what you're going to eat, not knowing where your meal is going to come from, not knowing when your last meal is, not having access to, like, Uber on demand, not having... You know,
it's really about food.
Well, when you're not
food,
being...
toilets and showers. That's the thing. That's
and you don't know, like, your sleep, like, when you're going to leave and, like...
I don't know if I guys updated you, but I got sleeping pills because I had really inconsistent sleeps on the bus. So I wake up feeling, like, not refreshed. Yeah. And these, ever since I take this sleeping pill, I fall asleep. I go into a deep, dark sleep. And it was just great. So sleeping, my only thing now is because I shower every day, is I hate venue showers.
I would say, like, I was tired last night. Like, when I went to bed, my body was, like, exhausted. Like, it fell.
I stayed up.
I can't believe you did. Did you have sex?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I had to. had to.
Oh my God.
No, trust me. I know. I went home and I knew I had to give him some time. We watched a little Selling Sunset.
What time did you go to bed at?
Probably like midnight.
Oh my, my body literally, like, all my kids were awake and they were like watching the game. I'm like, if you want me to put you to bed, that's the only thing they like is that I put them to bed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed. So y'all can stay up, but guess who's going to bed? This girl. So they all went to bed because they wanted me to tuck them in, as they do.
Yeah.
And I fucking got into bed. I think I just lay there and I, like, my body was, I don't even think I could have been paid to have sex last night.
I'd do anything for a million.
I
did it for free last night.
I know.
It had been too long. Like, there was no choice.
That is gold star behavior. You deserve, like, an A triple plus.
I don't think I'm going to get one.
You deserve it.
I know.
That was, I mean, that you, what we did, yeah. Well, let's take a quick break and recap what the fuck happened in New York, because that was one of the
And
most...
then I'll get back to what I started talking about twice before.
Go, you finish
No,
that.
We'll do that. No, it's too late for this podcast. We'll put it on the other podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, yesterday we ended up...
This
is called stripper behavior. We got an opportunity while we were on tour. Can you guys fly out to do a special for a special Mother's Day for the Tamron Hall show? She really wants you guys to come. She's rented a mansion in New Jersey, and she wants you guys to come and be a part of, like, the whole show.
The whole show. So, like, there's like 7 segments. We were in 5.
So what do we say? Sure, we'll fly home.
We were also
from Halifax.
Drunk when we got the text message.
But I would always say yes.
I know. We didn't really think it through, though. Like, no, in the process.
I even would have said yes.
Okay.
Knowing everything I know, because, you know, I was saying to my mom last night, she's like, why was it weird? And I was just like, you know, I always believe that I don't know what the purpose of yesterday was. And us going out to this mansion and spending all day there, and 100 people were working there. There was some random guests. It was very sentimental, which Kat and I, we take really small doses of sentimentality in our show and in our life. But most of it's a bit of a gong wild show.
And I felt like people were watching us again yesterday. Like, people were watching as we watched, which is so interesting to be watched.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're watched, people aren't... Here's the thing. People don't, like... When you interact with people, you either watch them or you're present with them.
Mm-hmm.
Tamron was present with us. Actress, present with us.
Present.
Jazz, okay? Like, there.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
When people watch you, it's like they are not... You're like... It's hard to explain.
It's like they're taking you in to interpret what they're seeing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
you're sitting there, yeah. And they're not interacting with you,
which is kind of weird because, like, us, we're so just like normal people, like, you know, like we'll introduce ourselves and we'll say hi and we'll talk and we'll do all of that. And so
we'll go out of our way to make someone feel comfortable, yes. Even though it's not our, even if it's not our house or our place,
no, yes.
We will go and make conversation with the person, even though it's not our place to, but it has to happen.
Yes.
And you can, socially, you can tell it has to happen.
My gosh, totally. Like, you know, there was these winners that were there yesterday and they had won it and they won an awesome opportunity to come and watch a taping of the show. And they got put up in a hotel in New York City. They flew them in. But backstage, it's like they didn't have a spot. Like they didn't have a place. And I was just like, I'm not going to let these women sit here and not find out who they are, where they're from, what their plans are. Like, it feels so inappropriate to just, like, put somebody in the back seat and just not acknowledge them, you know?
Or, like, when you're with the makeup artist or the hairstylist. Yes. Like, it's your job, I guess,
as
maybe
a human
not everyone,
being.
To get to know them when you're interacting with some, or to, like, be interested in who they are as people.
Yeah.
And, like...
And I know, but I have a lot of people just aren't, I guess, interested in other people. You know, we're so interested in, like, meeting people and hearing their stories and where they're from, and that ignites us.
By the end of the day, by the end of hair and makeup, and we were running late, we had the hair and makeup people, like, everyone was in the room, including the owner of the house.
Yeah.
There was, like, 17 people mm-hmm. in the back room all hanging out, talking. Mm-hmm. It was like a party.
Mm-hmm.
It was not our party, but it was like a party, no. And everyone was talking. And having
it was
fun.
So weird. And so anyways, we filmed the show. It was a really long day. Tamron and everyone was so appreciative of our patience because it was, you know, it took all day long. And then we left and it was just such a weird experience. It'll be airing on
Friday. Are you guys? It's gone. It's
yeah,
done.
It's gone now. But it, for a lot of it, we just sat there and listened to other people's stories. Kat, there and the guys, there was the time when this amazing Grammy award-winning singer was serenading us.
Yeah.
And I looked over at Kat, and there was like a tea set all around, and it was a beautiful mansion with chandeliers.
The tea set, the set was
Versace.
Designed by Katy Perry, like famous to the stars.
Like wedding planner.
Like
$15 million weddings she does.
So Natalie and I are sitting there like, oh my.
Well, I'm thinking, I can't believe there's two bottles of champagne there. We're not drinking them, first of all. And then I look over during one part of the first time he did the song. I don't know if you were intending, but it's almost like you were like held back a bit of a smile. And I fucking was like, I cannot look at her.
And I couldn't
because
look at you either.
Because if I get the giggles.
You're sitting in this, like,
no,
mansion, you know, okay? These big, it's a mansion, you guys. It's a $25 million house, and it's actually someone's house, okay? Yeah. And there's, like, chandeliers, and I'm like, the absurdity of what's going on right now, and everyone's acting like this is normal. This is not normal. People are being serious.
Yeah.
We're, like, dying laughing, because there's nothing serious about us.
No.
Trying to be serious.
Totally.
Is, like, the... And Tamron is like the most fabulous,
oh, yeah.
Beautiful, smartest.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a word, smartest. Put together human and like owns it. Like orchestrates
the whole
entire
thing.
Room. And
she's
firm, but not like.
No, not.
So confident,
yeah.
But like beautifully confident, if that makes sense.
Yeah, she absolutely was. And you can tell so well respected and just like just nice and.
Like flawless human.
Yeah. And we have to sit there and
knowing
the shit show we are. And I have told you guys when a guy has played guitar or sings to me, I cannot like we're not
like people are crying and you and I are laughing.
Oh my
like,
god!
Like everyone's like I'm so moved, and you and I are like he is amazing, but I don't know if I don't have feelings.
No, but it's just embarrassing
oh, no.
Because you don't know where to look when someone's serenading you. You know what's that?
It recorded the whole thing.
Did it send?
No, it's total access.
It was just, it's kind of like embarrassing. And then.
They were not embarrassed.
No, but I was trying so hard to feel it, you know? I was like, get into it. And they didn't tell us what was going to happen. They just put us in the seats. And then the producer comes over. She goes, you guys had the perfect reactions on your face to when
and
he sang.
Like,
okay.
And do it again. We
do
had
it again.
To redo
just
it.
The way you did it, your faces, your reactions were perfect. Oh, okay. And then I was just so nervous for getting the giggles because it's happened to me before during like, on stage, and when it starts, it like Kat. If I had gotten the giggles, then I'd pee my pants room.
And we're overtired because we've been up since 4:30. We have not eaten, guys. We did not eat a lick of food. Maybe some pirate's booty and like some like granola bars. Like
there was so many there was so many people and so much going on that there was no time for food to be served or delivered. So anyways, you know, we got home, we got on an early flight home, and it was just, it was one of those things where you sat there and you go, I don't know. But you know, Tamron said, I've had my show for 3 years. You guys have been there for me.
For three seasons.
And I just love having you around. And I'm like, well, fuck, if Tamron Hall wants us around, then yes, I'm right there with her.
And then we're sitting there and the producer is like, okay, you guys are co-hosting the show. Like, chime in, like, like, you can like interrupt. And I'm like, there is not a chance that I am interrupting Tamron Hall, who's like an award-winning like journalist. Then Kat and Nat are like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like,
I'm like, when are we popping that champagne, yeah, yo?
No, we are not. No, no.
Oh my god, no.
I was like, you want us to, and the set is so formal, like, you know,
and when we're on the woman that's there is also her friend, who's the person who does the parties for $15 million. She is so elegant and,
oh my god, and accomplished. Everyone's so accomplished. Then there's us two being like, what's going on? It felt like
literally just trying to hold back the giggles because what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck was going on?
That will forever be one of the weirdest days ever.
And just fly. So then we fly there. Thank God. Oh, never didn't even tell you this. We get to the airport.
Mm.
It wouldn't let Nat check in. We've never really had a problem. Like, usually we fly the same airline. We have it down to a T. We can get there 50 minutes before without a problem. Like, we just roll. We know, like, it's like we know our route. We know the staff now. Remember that lady that was organizing everyone?
Mm-hmm.
We know her.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like,
she's fun.
We don't know the border agents yet, but we know, one guy I know. Yesterday we saw the same. I'm like, oh, we know that guy. Yeah. He likes to help people. He takes a long time.
So, even my husband was like, an hour and a half before is ridiculous.
So we show up at like 50 minutes before the flight. The flight isn't taken off. The flight's there. We've uploaded all of our documents. Mm-hmm. All we needed was a boarding pass. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. And we're like, what? She's like, no, you're not going to make it. And we're like, why don't you? Okay, we're here. If that little thing on my phone, like, they don't know when if you've checked in 24 hours before, they don't actually know when you're in the airport.
No.
Like, they don't know when you're in the airport.
No.
So you're telling me I'm not mm-hmm. going to get through security and through everything. We sat down at the restaurant at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Our flight took off at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
We would have made it.
Yeah.
But she was like, no.
You know, in the end, though, it was meant to be, because otherwise we would have had to gone
yes.
from the airport to a hotel. We would have laid down at the hotel. Then they would have picked us up at the hotel and taken us. It would have been even more of a schlep. It was, in the end, it was best we just went to the mansion. By the way, I love when people call a big house a mansion.
It was a mansion.
I know, but it's so funny, you know, the mansion.
We go to the mansion, and the driver's like, I'll tell you how much that mansion's worth, $25 million. And I'm like, oh my God.
Amazing. I mean, it was amazing. Anyways, guys, stripper talk and weird days. I hope you like this podcast. It's just the inside scoop to our lives.